Real information, good conversation, unabashedly Wisconsin. Up North News with Pat Kreitlow starts now.
Well, here we are, and good morning. Welcome to the State of Common Sense. It's Monday, August 29th. Luke Mathers is here. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Coming up this morning, State Senator Jeff Smith on getting national attention for a magazine piece about him working to create conversations throughout a district where he has no room for error thanks to gerrymandering. And our friend Kelly Westland, who's running for a state Senate seat in Northwest Wisconsin, will join us as well. I am starting off the day happy the rain is gone. It was a very rainy weekend here on Lake Wasota. It's still rainy in southern and eastern parts of the state, but it's then going to be gorgeous after that. It's going to be dry and sunny throughout the week with seasonable temperatures. And yet I'm a man here holding a grudge on this nice Sunday morning, because Grandpa has lived in this house now for 27 years on Lake Wasota. And in 27 years, the garbage man consistently comes on Monday mornings between 8 and 10 a.m. on very, very rare occasions, 7:30. And if you don't get your trash can out by 8, you know, you're SOL, as they say. And that's it. So you can imagine my shock at hearing some rumbling and grumbling up the street and noticing that it is 6:04 in the morning. And by the time I get out there and open the garage door, guy's already well down the street. And why is he well down the street? Because most people haven't put their cans out yet. So, and by the way, this is a company that also for 5 weeks in a row missed Monday pickup, sent us text messages saying, oh, we're very sorry, we'll be there Tuesday morning. So if anything, we're expecting late. I'm wondering, Luke, if there is a case that somebody, it doesn't happen very often, has somebody hijacked a trash truck and just wanted to, you know, live the dream. They realized the regular crew wasn't there yet and said, let's give this a go. It's like the complete opposite of like Undercover Boss or something like that. You know, it's just.
I feel like actually going through the route, though, for the correct day wouldn't be what the person would that like. Hijack the truck would be doing, would they?
Right. No, unless you really think, here it is. You remember Ocean's 11, mm-hmm. Ocean's 12, Ocean's 13. Yeah, this is Ocean's dumb. There is somebody has some kind of valuables somewhere along the route. They're going through all of this nice and early just to pull off a heist somewhere else here on Lake Wasota where, you know, all of the diamonds are hidden in the trash can or something like that.
I feel like, I mean, that would be the worst place to hide them.
Look, though. I watched Ocean's 12 and 13. This is not the dumbest movie plot that's ever come up, you know? So
did you watch Ocean's 8? That was actually a pretty good one. I like
Ocean's 8 was actually quite good. Yeah, well, I shouldn't say actually, good. I wasn't surprised. It was very good. I did enjoy that. And I did like the original Ocean's 11. I liked it. I can't really say that I liked it better or worse than the original from back in the late 60s. Cause again, it's almost an apples oranges comparison, but I do like a good, you know, movie about a heist or, you know, something with drama, something with a little bit of tension. And if something about that explains why my trash truck was stolen so early and somebody wanted to pick up my garbage at 6:04, well,
they missed your garbage at 6:04, though. They didn't pick up your garbage.
Well, the thing is, now we're coming up on Labor Day weekend, and so it's going to be an extra day. It's going to, you know, be next Tuesday. So now we're talking, you know, 2 weeks worth of trash. So that's going to be ripe.
One thing that Kelsey and I have realized over the first several months of home ownership is that we don't consume, like, we don't create as much trash as our neighbors. We will have a bag here or there, or like our recyclable bin gets filled up because that's every 2 weeks here in my neck of the woods. Mm-hmm. And I always just feel weird because, like, without fail, every other house on the block, garbage can out. And I
they either have children or they have friends, you know, that you don't. And they have the parties that you don't have. I know certainly when our neighborhood, you know, has a get together, you know, the clinking of all the bottles, you know, coming out to the garbage is enough to wake folks on the other side of the lake. And when we, once we became empty nesters, we actually downsized from the larger garbage can to the smaller one. You get to pay a little bit less. But what it means is when your kids do come to visit, or when you actually do have friends over and it overflows, again, you feel like you're a future 12-stepper based on everything that's in there. The Brewers were able to take 2 of 3 from the Cubs. That, of course, is a failure in my book, because I'm on record saying they had to sweep. So it's not what they were supposed to do, but they did take 2 of 3. They won 9-7 again, took the lead big. Who's the new player? Garrett Mitchell.
Garrett Mitchell had the
2-run hit in his first major league at bat. And that could be a nice, I did take a screenshot in the dugout afterwards, after he scored, of him and Christian Yelich. And I'm not trying to push Yelly off the screen just yet, but it kind of had that, not passing of the torch moment, but like you could kind of see that if that's what happens, that was kind of a defining moment. So, you know, good for him, good for the team. But again, you still gave up 7 runs to the Cubs. You almost let them come back. That's concerning. So now 3 at home against Pittsburgh, and then it's off to Arizona and Colorado. Hey, if you want to get our daily newsletter, sign up at upnorthnewswi.com. Click on newsletter in the top banner. Coming up next, State Senator Jeff Smith from the Eau Claire area will be back. You're Up North.